This is the moment we've been waiting for. It's actually a chance to meet somebody who's become one of the breakout characters here at Coaster
Radio. Oh, this is it? You're going to go up and say
hi? Yeah, so this is it. So I'm actually going to leave the Wizarding World right now and kind of like hop over this fence. I know I'm not supposed to with the people at Universal.
You've got special permission?
Yeah, you're right. Hagrid said it's all right, so if like any Universal police come around, I'm sure he's going to help me out here, but... EB, I've actually, here it is, it's right in front of me. I've actually got a wireless mic that I can walk around with, so you're going to be able to hear as I go into Hagrid's hut. But
okay.
Yeah, so it's like, the interesting thing, it's just like you would picture it. It's a little different than what you see in the movies and stuff, but there's this gigantic door knocker here. So I he's expecting me, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a good
idea.
Still
polite to knock, Mike.
Yeah, the problem is I don't want to scare him by like just walking in the door, so I guess I should knock. All right, hang on. This is so heavy. Hang on, here it goes. Ooh, oh, that's heavy. Ooh, that's like more exercise than I've done in a while. Hang on. Oh, wait, I hear somebody coming.
Hello? Oh, Mike Collins! It's you! It's me, Hagrid. Oh, you're much smaller in person.
I know. You're much larger in person. This is
Thank you.
This is so exciting. I've been waiting for this moment for such a long time. I know all our listeners have, too. Whoa, jeez, what was that?
Oh, don't mind that. It's me Thestrals, you know, them flying horse monsters that are mostly invisible. They got 4X danger rating on the Ministry classification of magical creatures, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Now, anyway, Mike, welcome. Welcome to you, Mike Collins, to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Welcome to me. Come in, just for a moment. Come on in.
Oh, thank you, Hagrid. Thank you.
Would you care for a spot of tea?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I've got the teapot right here in me pocket. And let me get me umbrella out. I'll get a fire going and... Incendio!
Whoa!
Nope, sorry, must have used a bit too much gusto on me spellcasting.
Hagrid, my sleeve's on fire. My sleeve's on fire.
Sorry, hold on, I'll put it out. Aqua
Ruptio!
No,
Hagrid,
no, sorry. Maybe we forget the tea then. Come on, let's go on our tour. Come on, out you go.
I'm
let's
all
go.
Wet. Got a towel or something?
All right, Mike. Here we go. Right down the hill here. Let's go down to Hogsmeade.
Okay. This is where I've been all day, so it'll be nice to actually walk through the Wizarding World with you. And, like, do you get attacked for autographs and stuff as you come through?
Oh, people are used to seeing me. I make me rounds, you know, when people say hi, and I pose for pictures and things like that. But, yep, you've seen the three broomsticks over here.
Yep, that's right. Actually had a meal in there and some butterbeer in there as well.
There's Honey Dukes right here.
That's right. Yeah, actually got some chocolate frogs. I actually brought you one. Here you go.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll put this in my pocket. And Zonko's, you know Zonko's?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of great stuff. I gotta go buy a few jokes in there, a few gifts and things.
And the Hogwarts Express.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that whistle today. That's great.
There you go. So, Mike, we're skipping all these. You've already seen them. I need to take you to my favorite place. It's right over here. It's the Owlery.
Of course. This is the one place that I've really wanted to see. If there was one place, Hagrid, that I needed to see with you, it is, of course, the Owlery.
Hold on. We're not going in the front door.
No, we're not.
Meet your old friend Hagrid. We're going round the back. Come on now.
Oh, okay. See, this is what you get when you go in with an expert.
Go with me, old your friend Hagrid, that giant, you get the special treatment. Round front, that's where them visitors go, and they see them... The fake owls, you know. The stuffed toys, the robots with the heads turning. So here we go. Here, this is the back door to the old Owlery. And here it is.
Wow, how about this? This is really amazing. This isn't the stuff that the tourists see. I like that.
We got the real things right here, Mike.
Yeah, this is the real thing. This is even better than what they've got out there in, like, the common area. Now, wait, why do you have all these?
We've got real owls because, Mike, I'm not the only magical being here that the Universal execs have hired here at the park.
Oh, okay, no. Okay.
We've got goblins, real wizards, centaurs, and even a giant squid back in the big lake in the middle to guard the park against trespassers after hours.
Really? I didn't even see that. Is that on the park map?
Not on the park map, just like your old friend Hagrid here's top secret, only for special visitors like yourself.
And you said it's a giant squid? Is there even like a giant squid in the Harry Potter books?
Oh, I don't know. But there's one in the middle of the lake.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting. I mean, that's something, there's like something that we learned right here on the Coaster Radio podcast that like we haven't heard anywhere else. Pretty cool.
That's right. Plenty of magical creatures. And for us magical types, we got these real owls here to deliver our mail.
Wow, look at that.
Lovely creatures they are too. So sweet and loyal. Just listen to them.
Yeah, look, they're flying all... Oh, Hagrid. Hagrid, I just think I just got pooped on, man.
Oh, that means they like you.
Really?
Oh, it's just grandiose. This is me favorite place. the owlry.
Okay, I can see that.
All right, come along.
Again, do you have another towel? Because I swear, everywhere we go, something bad's happening.
All right, come on now. Let's go back round here to the Ogle Hogsmeade.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, Mike, you've done seen the flight of the Hippogriff, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually,
let's go ahead on back up this way.
Yeah, I rode it a little earlier. It's a nice ride, Hagrid. It goes right by your hut.
We changed out them old unicorns, and we have them fake wicker Hippogriffs.
Yeah, I'm not such a big fan of those, Hagrid.
Well, I did my best with them. Let's keep walking up here towards the ride.
Okay.
And, we've got this old big robot Hippogriff.
Yeah, that is...
that fake nest, you know?
That is very nice. The kids seem to like this a lot, yeah.
Yeah, well, fake Hippogriffs and wicker Hippogriffs aren't what you're going to see today. Come around
really?
Here, up behind the queue line, and...
It's a real Hippogriff.
Not just any Hippogriff. That's the real Buckbeak.
The real Buckbeak from the movies and the book? This is him?
And you're going to ride him.
Oh, boy. No, hang on.
Going to ride him. Come on now. Go on up. Go up there, Mike.
Wait,
I'll give you a push.
Okay, I don't think this is such a good idea, Hagrid, really.
Don't insult him by being timid, Michael. Keep walking towards him.
Okay.
Go. All right. Go on. Maintain eye contact.
All right, fine.
A little close now. Give him a bow. Yep. Okay.
Here, a bow. Okay.
He's bowing back, so pat him on his nose.
Okay. Here. Hi.
Oh, he likes you.
Hi, Buckbeak. Yeah, he's kind of smiling.
No need to be scared. I'll just. Yep.
Wait. Hang on. Wait. What are you doing?
And you're over.
Oh my God. What is he doing? Hang on, EB. I'm actually flying on Buckbeak. Oh my God, this is amazing. This is almost as fun as a roller coaster. Hang on. Whoa, I don't think he liked that comment. Hagrid said never to insult a hippogriff. Whoa, he's rolling me over. I think I made him angry. Oh, we're headed right for the lake. Evie. Oh God, the giant squid. Oh, no.
Mike, I don't know. I think we lost our connection to Orlando, so I'll find out what happened to Mike. But for now, we'll remind you, shopping at Amazon.com is a great way to support CoasterRadio.com. We tell you every week.